friends of the podcast, hello, and thank you as always for being part of the podcast and all the different things that I have been up to and I've been creating with you guys listening and sharing and helping out. Really makes the world of difference. And we have some exciting news about the podcast and about a few other things that I am working on. So first of all, the big thing is, which if you're listening to this, you've probably seen in the title, which popped up in the podcast app or iTunes or wherever you're listening, that the show is now actually called Between Dreams with Chris Ruggiero instead of the Chris Ruggiero podcast. So everything will stay the same. If you're subscribed on iTunes or the podcast app or wherever you're subscribed, I believe everything should stay the same. It's still it'll be coming from the same feed. The only thing that changed is the name and the artwork on the podcast, like wherever you're listening to, whatever pops up, should now be called Between Dreams. And there was a few reasons why I did that, and it's not really that important, but I wanted it to be about more than just me. See, what we're doing here is building a community. The guests are important. You are important as the listener. And I didn't want the show to be about me and the things that I'm doing. It's about us and the things that we are creating. We're working on things together. We're all in this together, and I want you guys to be a part of it. So that's why the show is now called Between Dreams with me, Chris Ruggiero. Another thing coming into the new year, and I wanted to give you an update right now because I know there's, I want to apologize because I know there has not been very consistent updates to the podcast, and the episodes come out kind of whenever, you never know when they're going to come out. And that's my fault because I just, it's a lot of work to put out a podcast, and I just wasn't staying on top of it, and that became not a priority. But I'm going into the new year with the podcast as a higher priority, and we are committing to, wait for it, weekly episodes. The episodes will be coming out every week. I'm not sure what day yet. I'm thinking Monday. Let's kick these weeks off strong. Monday morning. Get pumped up for the week. Make something awesome happen. Every Monday. Let's do it. And I have already got four, I think I already have four podcasts lined. They're done. I already interviewed these people. We're recorded. We're waiting to be released. January. We're coming out. Whatever that Monday is on January. We had Eileen. She's a YouTuber and blogger from Lavender. She is making awesome stuff. And it was really cool. I came across her stuff on YouTube, and I hit her up. And I was like, you got to be on the podcast because you're doing great stuff. And really dig some thoughts that she has on creating a, you know, building an awesome life. I just interviewed and chatted today with my buddy Jack. He's a knife thrower. Yeah, you heard that. He's a knife thrower. He throws knives at a target around a girl. Around, not at. That's the difference. And Jack was great, and we talked about with him the amount of focus that's required when you are doing something such as knife throwing, when there's a real human, a real person that's standing in front of that target, and you're throwing knives around that person. It's a real dangerous thing and requires precision and focus. And he talked about how he gets into that mindset, and then I went with that of how important that idea of focus and creating the right mindset is. Most of us aren't ever going to throw knives at around a girl on stage, but we do need to focus on things, and we need to focus on the important things that are ahead of us and not be distracted by these distractions that are always going to be there. And we need to maybe acknowledge the distractions, but work around them and work through them. So that's going to be an amazing one. My new friend Nolani, she is a Hollywood stunt woman, skateboarder, adventurer, traveler, vlogger. And she was just the skateboarder. If you saw the new Red Hot Chili Peppers video, she's one of the skateboarders in the Red Hot Chili Peppers video. She talks about that on the episode and talks about how coming to Los Angeles to become a stunt woman in TV shows and movies and flying to Hollywood to be on TV shows and just crazy, amazing story of, you know, putting yourself out there. And it's hard. It's not easy. What any of us are doing, whether we're in showbiz, whether you're doing whatever you're doing, it's hard. And it looks easy when you look at some people on Instagram and YouTube and they're saying about how awesome the parts of their day are. But it's really important to see how hard work that goes into, the amount of hard work that goes into all these people that are creating something. And she talks about that, how she just hustled and made things happen. And now things are happening for her. And that's great. So that was Nolani, the stunt woman from Hollywood. Oh, crazy. And we did that one on her balcony in Venice Beach. We're overlooking the ocean. It was crazy. And then Brent, comedian, physical, just amazing person on stage. He is rocking on stage. I met him in Texas. I was in Texas a couple months ago at a conference. I saw him perform and it was so good. And just seeing how he got the crowd to respond to his material, and he was funny and he committed to things on stage that were just great. So I chatted with him. Those are all up, and now I'm just been working hard. I have a handful of other interviews that we're recording. We're going to be recording these, and we're going to be ready to rock beginning of the year, coming out January. That first, let's commit to it right now. We're releasing these on Monday. That's just, I just made that day up in my mind right now. We'll release these episodes every day, every week. The day is Monday. And we're starting whatever that first Monday in January is. It might be the second or something like that, but whatever the first Monday in January, these are being released. So if you are listening to this, you might be subscribed already, but you can subscribe to the email list, which if you go to chrisruggiero.com/podcast, you'll see on the right-hand side, there's a little email sign up, and you won't get tons of emails with me trying to sell you anything or anything like that. You'll get one email per week, and it'll let you know who that week's guest is, and there'll be a little thing that you can click to listen to it. So, you know, we don't have sponsors or anything like that. We're not going to bother you trying to sell you things. And if you do enjoy these guests and are interested in these guests, that would help us out a real lot if you sign up for the email list. That way we know people are actually listening, because like I said, a lot of time and effort goes into this from me and the guests and everyone who's involved in this show. A lot of time goes into it. A lot of work goes into it. A lot of money goes into it. So sign up for the email list so we know that it's landing out there and you guys are actually going to be able to listen and enjoy it. Also, if you're into the YouTube world, I'm going to be releasing as many of these things that I can do in person. I'm doing them in person, so I'm going to be posting clips of the interviews on YouTube. So if you're interested in that as well, like if you like watching people talk instead of just listening to the audio, there will be some, not everything will be posted there, but some stuff. So you can subscribe to YouTube. Type my name, Chris Ruggiero, into YouTube, and you will find that channel. And that channel is not just for the podcast. That's my personal channel. So there's all different types of stuff. I'm traveling and vlogging, and we're on a mission to get 10,000 subscribers. And that is so that we can get access to the YouTube space here in LA. If once we hit 10,000 subscribers, we'll be able to go to the YouTube space and collaborate with other people and create more amazing stuff. And it's just like, it's going to be amazing once we can get there and use that space and meet more people and expand. The more people that listen, the more people that sign up on the email list, the more people that subscribe, and the bigger the download numbers are for the show, the bigger the guests that will agree to do the show. It's a win for everyone. It's going to be amazing. As in that thing, let's do also shout out to everyone who's been leaving ratings and reviews on iTunes and the podcast app or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. Those again help. And when we reach out to guests to be on the show and they see that we have lots of ratings and reviews, they're like, cool, this must be a legit show, so let's do it. So I know sometimes it's annoying to have to do, but if you want to help out, and at the end of the day, it helps you because you'll get better guests and we'll have a better show. Go into the iTunes or your podcast app, wherever you're listening, click some stars, leave a rating, review, whatever, however you do it, do that. You can figure that out. And that is it. So recap, the show is now called Between Dreams with Chris Ruggiero. It's the same as the Chris Ruggiero podcast. The format and everything is going to be fairly similar, except we are coming out with weekly episodes every Monday starting in January. And if you want to be notified on these episodes, join the email list. Go to chrisruggiero.com. That is chrisruggiero.com/podcast. I don't need to tell you that. If you're listening to this, you can see my name written somewhere or my face is right there talking to you. And if you like visuals, subscribe on YouTube, ratings, reviews. That's it. And I just talked. Where are we at? 10 minutes. 11 minutes. That was a good run. A good run. I'm not going to edit any of this. I decided that I'm going to just record this and talk and see if I could talk for about 10 minutes. And I just did it. And that is it. And I don't know why I'm bragging about being able to talk for 10 minutes when I have a podcast and I should be able to do that. But thank you guys so much. We're really excited. The guests that I've had on so far are really excited. And I've been emailing. We have like another 4 or 5 lined up already that we're working on these interviews. And just really excited. It's really cool. Once this momentum builds, we're building momentum. And you can just feel it from the guests when I reach out to them. They see that this work that's going into it is really happening. And We're way too early to think about this, but we might be starting a Patreon page or some way that people that want to see even more access will be able to help the show with, contributing a dollar or two per month. And then you'll be able to get more access to maybe more of the videos or more of the bonus content. Or maybe I'll even do something where you can see the interviews happening live. So we'll broadcast the live interviews on somewhere. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work, but we'll figure it out. But maybe we'll hear from you guys. What is something that you would want to see if you were going to give, say, it might need to be like more like $2 or $3. If you were going to give $2 or $3 per month, that's less than $1 per episode. What would you want to see as a bonus for helping make the show happen? Do you want to see a live stream of the interviews? Do you want to see the bonus video content? Let me know. That's not happening yet. We're going to start giving that stuff away for free. But let me know what, if anything, if down the road you would like to see, you can let us know. Okay, that's it for me. Thanks again so much for listening. And again, just really excited about coming in full force into the new year with this new show. And I've gotten so much great feedback. I've heard from people. I've met people at shows that say, hey, I've been listening to the podcast. When are new episodes coming out? So I think this year is going to be huge. We're going to make this podcast huge, and we're going to blow it up, and we're going to get the most amazing guests, and it's going to be great. And again, it's not about me. It's about the guests and their stories. And most important, it's about you guys. You're part of this family. We're creating a lot of stuff you'll hear about with Between Dreams, the clothing brand, the lifestyle brand, the media company. We're working on a lot of things. So thanks, guys. And I will talk to you soon. See you in January.